Everything that is done at Blizzard Entertainment is based on the success of the gaming experiences they provide their players. The goal of each discipline within the company, be it art, programming, or customer support, is to make their games as fun as possible for as many people as they can reach. Blizzard Polish doesn't just refer to their gameplay experiences, but to every aspect of their jobs. They approach each task carefully and seriously. They seek honest feedback and use it to improve the quality of their work. At the end of the day, most players won't remember whether the game was late, only whether it was great. In their business, first impressions are important, but lasting impressions are everything. They strive to maintain a high level of respect and integrity in all interactions with their players, colleagues, and business partners. The conduct of each Blizzard Entertainment employee, whether online or offline, can reflect on the entire company. Everyone there is a geek at heart. Cutting-edge technology, comic books, science fiction, top-end video cards, action figures with a kung fu grip, whatever it is they're passionate about, it matters that each employee embraces it. Their unique enthusiasm helps to shape the fun, creative culture that is Blizzard Entertainment. Great ideas can come from anywhere. Blizzard Entertainment is what it is today because of the voices of their players and of each member of the company. Every employee is encouraged to speak up, listen, be respectful of other opinions, and embrace criticism as just another avenue for great ideas. Everywhere on the planet, there are people who play Blizzard Entertainment games. While respecting the cultural diversity that makes people unique, they strive to grow and support their global gaming community. They also seek the most passionate, talented people in the world to enrich their company and help them forge the future vision of Blizzard Entertainment. Their products and practices can affect not only their employees and players, but the industry at large. As one of the world's leading game companies, they're committed to making ethical decisions, always keeping their players in mind, and setting a strong example of professionalism and excellence at all times. The games industry is ever-changing. Technology improves, techniques change, design philosophies become outdated. Since the founding of Blizzard Entertainment, they've worked to improve through experience, teaching one another, and cultivating the desire to be the best at what they do. They see this as an individual responsibility as well as a company one. Employees can count on their peers, managers, and the company itself to be supportive and help them gain the knowledge and the training they need. What I just read to you is a paraphrasing of the definition of Blizzard's core values. Gameplay first, commit to quality, play nice, play fair, embrace your inner geek, every voice matters, think globally, lead responsibly, learn and grow. I'm certain that if you approached almost any employee of Blizzard, each of those individuals would passionately express how much of these core values mean to them, and I would continue to believe that passion. I've never stopped believing in the thousands of people that belong to Blizzard Entertainment. I have varying degrees of passion for every franchise that belongs to Blizzard. Moreover, I'm passionate about the people that make up the communities that support those franchises. I'm passionate about the artists, the video creators, the writers, the athletes, the musicians, the fandom, and yes, the podcasters, that together amongst the creators of those games make up what I envision as Blizzard's family. That passion is the single most force which, with the proper encouragement, shaped this podcast. And make no mistake, I remain passionate about these games and the friends and family I've had the opportunity to connect with as part of it. On February 12th, Activision Blizzard made it clear that there exists a ninth value, which at any time may impose itself over the other eight. Call that value what you will, but make no mistake that the vision of the executives and the potential they see for continuous economic growth takes precedence over everything else you just heard. Make no mistake, my passion has been wounded. And there are many others who share that feeling of loss, anger, frustration, sadness. It pains me that as a result of this, we can expect to see fewer creations from our family, at least in the short term. As a podcaster who talks about podcasts that cover this company, I admit I have a lot of questions right now. But, most importantly, let's remember that on February 12th, 800 human beings and their friends and family had their lives uprooted in the name of realizing economic potential above what had already been labeled as record-breaking. And my heart goes out to each and every one of those people that were affected. This podcast will continue to be a resource for those seeking to find new voices in our family to listen to, and those voices will be heard. This podcast will continue to celebrate the community surrounding the passionate fans of Blizzard Entertainment Gamers. Episode 280 will be released on March 5th. Thank you for listening.